Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Go ahead. Get out of here.
Please.
Get out of here. Please. Get out of here.
I just have a question for the men who get on here and bash single mothers and say that we are disgusting leftovers and we're not worthy of love and we shouldn't move on and nobody wants a woman with kids and we shouldn't date and blah, 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 blah. Why are you talking about your mother like that?
Aha, good one. Man, how long did it take you to come up with that one? But yeah, it applies to our mothers too. I keep the same energy. If a guy didn't want to date my mom back in the day because she was a single mom, I would have totally understood.
God, you're sick.
See, they can't disprove the argument, so they got to talk about your mom or something. Like, they don't actually have any valid points to make our point look stupid because it's not stupid. So they just come back with, yeah, I know I am, but what is your mother? Lip Ring Chronicles. It's the Lip Ring Chronicles.
A lot of you come from single mothers. A lot of you were raised by men who weren't biologically your dad. Okay. Most of you have siblings who have different fathers.
Okay.
A lot of your mothers remarried or got a boyfriend after your daddy left you.
What's the point?
Okay, and everything we say is still true. She really feels like she's dropping the mic on this one. She really does.
And that was the man who raised you. So why would you talk about your mother like that? If your disgusting leftover mother didn't find a man after your daddy left you, you wouldn't have had a father figure. And it's so weird because if a man didn't find your disgusting leftover mom attractive and desirable, you wouldn't have had a daddy. And what does that make your mom? She has multiple baby daddies.
That lady is angry.
Women are walking balls of misery that just learn how to look cute, look like something you might want to fuck a few times. But they're all walking balls of misery, man. All of them.
Here's the thing. A lot of the times, the guys who settle for single moms aren't the best guys in the world. A lot of the times, those guys have low self-esteem. They couldn't get anything better. They needed a place to stay. There's a reason why he settled for a single mom. And it wasn't because he was a top-tier man. Let's just be honest. I mean, if our moms had good taste in men, our dads would have stuck around.
I have got a new theory on dating in 2024.
Why would this be good advice for anybody? You see what I'm saying? Don't listen to her. Listen to a woman who's married at 30 and has been married for 4 years, 5 years. If you're talking about some shit like that, especially from a woman, never take advice from women.
Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark's the equivalent of your friends having found their person, found their one, found their soulmate, and they're on Noah's Ark going, hi guys, see you, bye, we're out of here. Whilst all the single people, we're swimming through the floodwaters, like, help! And we're fighting off debris. A debris of men. Investment banker, emotionally unavailable, guy who's still in love with their ex. Fighting off these men.
Well, you're the debris too. Like attracts like. If you were so awesome, you would have found somebody. You're the garbage floating in the water too. I don't know what they don't get about that. Fighting off investment bankers? Nice try, hon. Nice try.
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
Fighting off emotionally unavailable men, you love sucking those guys. You're not fighting them off, you're sucking them in.
Oh, behave.
And still swimming in the debris, help, help. Then Jesus Christ himself drops someone who you think is a potential, a catch. You go, wow, there really is. Oh, kidding, jokes. He wasn't that great. He was definitely a And so you're back swimming in the pool. Meanwhile, all your friends are on Noah's Ark.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?
AKA, he had all the signs of being an F-boy to begin with, but I thought I cheated the system. I thought I got a guy who was tall, handsome, and made a good living who would actually like me back. Look, it's never gonna happen. AKA, I refuse to date any guy who isn't obviously an F-boy in the beginning, and I'm just gonna hope that I get the one in a million who look like one, act like one, smell like one, taste like one, but doesn't end up being one. Completely delusional.
Bye guys, have fun down there in the floodwaters where you will... We need God. I think single people in Australia need God.
Well yeah, all you thoughts actually do run to God. After you've been run through by Long Stick Rick and Long John Ron, you try to run to God and say, I want a God-fearing man, you know, so he can forgive you like Jesus would forgive you for all the bullshit you did in the past. So, yeah, I'm sure that's next. You'll be pushing the, you know, the Christ pill. But meanwhile, you're the same demonic garbage you always been.
Don't you ever write nobody off. Never know what you might be missing till you get to know them.
And did she even take a sip of that, whatever that is? I mean, we get it. You're sipping some cool, new, trendy smoothie.
Hey, folks. You tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go f*** yourself. That's how I feel.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
It is your fault. If you have a woman that has put you into debt when you're married, it is your fault. You don't get to dictate whether or not she stays into budget. You should have just picked better, because when you were dating her, you knew she was someone who liked to get her hair done and her makeup, and she always had the nice clothes.
Okay, that's most women. They like to blow money on things we don't have to blow money on. Women hate budgets on average. I mean, by your logic, all men should pick 5% of women. Well, that would be your logic, because all you women try to pick 5% of men, and you think that makes sense. 95% of you think you're going to get the top 5% men. So you're going to project that onto us. Like, pick a woman who doesn't like spending money frivolously.
Right.
And most guys are going to want that woman to also look a certain way, act a certain way, have a low body count, etc., etc. Just highly unlikely. Thanks for trying to help, though. But as usual, women fail miserably at trying to give dating advice, or advice about anything for that matter.
And she liked to go to the nice restaurants. Those were all of the things that attracted her to you. That's why you were attracted to her. So you know that when you decide you want to marry her. So you don't get to dictate whether or not she gets to spend money.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
Yes, he does, because it's his money. What the f***? See, they just feel entitled to a man's money. Just entitled to it. Why wouldn't he get to dictate how she spends his money? Make it make sense, people.
Need to pick better. If you can't be a provider to the level that she is when you are dating her, you cannot marry her and then say, well, the first time she goes out of budget, because I dictate what the budget is.
I hate to keep pausing it, but let's get this straight. A man being a provider is having a place to stay, food in your belly, and clothes on your fucking back. It's not nails, it's not hair, it's not vacations. I'm tired of women coming with that narrative. Don't forget, we also gotta save for retirement, dingbat. Most women don't even think about that until it's too late, till they're 59.
And she's kicked to the curb. And she's kicked to the curb.
We have a day of observing everybody on drugs.
No, you need to provide exactly what she's showing you when you're dating. You know if she's someone who likes to spend money. You know if she has a lot of clothes. You know if she likes to go to the nice restaurants. And you need to be aware whether or not you can be a level of provider. And if you can't be a level of provider to the level that she is showing you when you're dating, then you need to not ask to be that provider.
Look at you. You all drunk and shit.
Oh my goodness. Look, yeah, fellas. If a chick got a lot of clothes, she got all travel pictures on her Instagram, or really have an Instagram period, but if she's giving off that she's a money-wasting slower, don't get with her or take her serious for a relationship, because she will expect you to keep that up. So yeah, you do got to know that up front.
You need to walk away and get someone at your level. You don't get to dictate that that's what I want when I'm dating, but as soon as you're my wife, I dictate what the budget is. No. It doesn't work that way. If you truly want to be a provider, you provide what you provide at the level of what you have when you're dating her, not the level that you think she should be in once she's married to you.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
don't like that shit.
I just feel like you have got a clock on me all the time.
Hey, darling.
Hi, babe. How's it going?
Yeah.
Oh,
where are you?
I'm just in town. How are the kids doing?
They're fine.
Listen, just a quick one. I was literally in town, and guess who I bumped into? I've literally just bumped into Hannah, and I've not seen her in ages, have I?
Oh.
So, listen, I was just wondering, could you literally just hold on to the kids just for a couple more hours on your own?
Can you imagine dealing with this mental illness day in and day out? Just to get some pity bedroom fun once a month?
Hell no!
Man, why do you have a TikTok? If you have a family, how about you focus on your family? We don't need to see this. This was pointless. It was a waste of my time. It was a waste of your time. And maybe you wouldn't have to have your husband, you know, watch the kids a little bit longer if you were focusing on your task and not making this stupid video.
I said to her, you know what, let's literally just pop in town, you know, just for a drink.
Sinead, are you being serious right now? This is my one day off, and you said you'd be home 15 minutes ago, and I'm sat here with the kids, and now you're saying you're going out drinking?
No. Honestly, literally, we are just going to pop into town for like an hour. We're just going to have a few drinks. Literally, we're just going to have a coffee and maybe a little bit of lunch. Honestly, would you mind?
I mean, seriously, ma'am. After a guy get the kids, the woman can just go. Like, I got my kids. I raise my kids. You can see them on the weekend. And just let us be. Let us be at peace. Let me and the kids be at peace. Me and the kids' life will be better without your chaos and nonsense. Maybe that would be a better setup for society.
That's a great idea. I'm with that.
A bunch of single dad households with moms just visiting on the weekend.
Mind.
Honestly, every time, it always ends up being this longer thing. This is not one day off, Sinead. One day.
Mark. Please do not be like this today.
What do you mean? Please. Why you
Right, honestly, Mark, how often is it, and be honest, how often is it I actually get to just pop into town just with a friend? It never happens.
What do you mean you're in town right now? It happens a lot.
Yeah, I think Mark is pretty fed up. Usually I think, you know, videos like this are fake, but that seemed pretty genuine. I don't think he wants to be in this relationship anymore. He's definitely staying for the kids. Hang in there, Mark. Hang in there.
Start soon.
This is sad.
I'm gonna get you real soon.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.